Sign up!
This is the OTP presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Turn to the folks who've been in the game since 1947. Farm Bureau Health Plans offers the great health care coverage you need with a price tag you can afford. With Amy Wells, I'm Mike Keith, proud to welcome you to the first ever OTP mock draft. Amy Wells, we've never done it before. We're only doing one, and we had two people we had to select to be our mock drafters.
Mike Keith, this is the first mock draft that I've ever been a part of. I'm so glad we're doing it on the OTP, and I'm so glad that we are doing it with our Titans draft gurus, Coach Mack and Rhett Bryan.
Dave McGinnis and Rhett Bryan, welcome to the mock draft. Do you feel like you're prepared for said mock draft?
Well, here's what gurus don't do is mock drafts.
Okay.
Okay.
It's true. You've never done a mock draft before, Coach Mack.
I'm with Amy Wells. This is my first one, and so if I'm going to do one, I can't pick a better group to do it with than Titans Radio.
Now, Rhett Bryan does like 40 mock drafts a day.
I bet I did 20 over the weekend before we did. I leading up to this, when I've got a spare minute, I'll do 5 to 10 of them a day. I'm serious.
You have a problem.
I do have a problem.
You have a problem, but love it.
I love to be just for a microcosm of a second, be John Robinson, because I always draft for the Titans. And I'm trading down to see what capital I can get. And I have had some outstanding ones by doing multiple trades down and getting guys that you would never think were there.
All right, Amy Wells, here are the rules. We're going to pick 1 through 32.
Okay.
Trades are allowed, but they have to be approved. The two gentlemen who are picking will go back and forth as if they are switching off. So each will make a set number of picks. Are you both prepared to make a Titans pick when the pick comes up?
Well, we did it odd even.
Right.
And so
only one made a Titans pick.
Only one made a Titans pick.
All right. I may ask the other to go ahead and make a pick for fun.
Sure. I'm the other, so I'll do it.
Okay. Who would be odd and who would be even?
Coach Mack is odd.
Coach Mack is odd. That should be a
he
drop
sure
somewhere.
Is.
And so, Amy Wells, please introduce the first pick of the 2021 OTP mock draft.
The first pick in the OTP mock draft is the Jacksonville Jaguars. You guys are now on the clock.
Jacksonville Jaguars, very proud to be the first on the clock in Cleveland, where they're trying to be like Nashville with the draft, but they'll never reach that height. So with the first pick, it's a surprise to nobody. It's why Urban Meyer came out of the broadcast booth. He had a ton of money for free agents, and he will take Trevor Lawrence, quarterback from Clemson, to try to help the Jacksonville Jaguars win more than two games a year.
Comments, thoughts, opinions? Not
sure.
Really.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're with
of
that.
Of course.
I think this will be the least controversial of all the picks. And so let's move to pick number two, Amy Wells.
For the second pick in the OTP mock draft, the New York Jets.
And the New York Jets jettisoned their quarterback from just a couple of years ago in Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers. We all know that Corey Davis is now a New York Jet, and he needs someone to throw to him. So that's why they select quarterback Zach Wilson, BYU.
Zach Wilson, you said on an earlier OTP this week, Coach Mack, what you like about Zach Wilson from BYU is he throws his receivers open.
He throws them open. He throws a very catchable ball. And also, he can throw on the move. I mean, that's not why you draft him, but he can create in the pocket. He's also a very accurate quarterback. I like this pick for the Jets. They still won't be any good, but I like this pick for the Jets.
Outstanding. The third pick in the draft was originally Houston's. It was traded to Miami, and now it does not belong to the Dolphins. Amy Wells, please introduce the third pick.
The San Francisco 49ers are now on the clock in the third pick of the OTP mock draft.
Kyle Shanahan made this move because he's got a particular person in mind. He's got a particular position in mind. And so Kyle Shanahan, and again, I will say this, knowing Kyle Shanahan very well, he's just like his dad. He could care less what anybody else thinks about his picks, and he also has a way that he wants to run his offense. He takes quarterback Mac Jones out of Alabama.
Mac Jones. Do you like this pick, Coach Mac?
Yeah, I do. Kyle making this pick, he's got a plan for what he wants to do with him. They made this trade early enough, Mike, that he has worked through all the scenarios.
All right. The Atlanta Falcons are now on the clock with the fourth pick in the OTP mock draft.
And the Atlanta Falcons have a phone call.
Oh.
First-year GM Terry Fontenot has answered the call. And on the other line It's the Chicago Bears who trade up to the number four spot. Atlanta receives in this trade picks 20, 52, 164, and a 2022 second rounder. And so the Chicago Bears are on the clock. And the reason they trade up to number four, they need the answer at quarterback. They've been looking for it for a long time. They take Ohio State's Justin Fields.
Trade is approved by virtue of the numbers. Justin Fields would be a great choice for the Chicago Bears.
They haven't had a quarterback since Jim McMahon. You know, one that they could really depend on and one that could get them past what they needed to. They've had some great defenses since that historic, you know, 85 team that kept some good defenses, you know, for a lot of years after that. They needed a quarterback. I like this move. It's a nice move.
Pick number five.
All right. The Cincinnati Bengals are now on the clock for the OTP mock draft. Pick number five.
Zach Taylor needs to win football games. He's got a quarterback that was injured last year, but he's got a quarterback that's healthy right now. So Zach Taylor, with this pick, I know people say that he needs to keep his quarterback upright, but he pairs his quarterback with the best receiver in the draft, Ja'Marr Chase from LSU, that reunites with Joe Burrow.
Did you think about Kyle Pitts here?
No.
No. Okay. Well, that's an easy answer.
Wow.
Coach Mack really playing this straight on the old mock draft here.
I mean, just telling you the truth.
Thanks for the extra insight there, Coach.
I'll always tell you the truth.
He's in full coach mode.
He is going for real, even though he doesn't like mock drafts. I like it. It's tremendous.
Well, the answer to that question is either yes or no.
It is. You're right. The sixth pick was originally Philadelphia's. They made a trade, and now Amy Wells, please introduce pick number six.
The Miami Dolphins are now on the clock with the sixth pick in the OTP mock draft, Miami Dolphins.
And much like the pick before with the Cincinnati Bengals, they wanted to reunite their quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, with one of his targets from the University of Alabama. They get wide receiver Devontae Smith.
The Heisman Trophy winner at 166 pounds. Is this too early for Smith?
Not too early for him. I mean, he's only running in air, so he'll be fine. 166 pounds, he's fine.
Running in air.
So we move to the NFC North for pick number seven.
All right, the Detroit Lions are now on the clock for the OTP mock draft. Pick number seven.
Brad Holmes, new general manager, coming over from the Rams. I was with Brad for a lot of years when I was with the Rams. I know what he wants to do. He wants to build his team just like his head coach does. He wants to build a physical football team. Dan Campbell wants a physical football team. So the Detroit Lions, with the seventh pick, take Penei Sewell, offensive tackle, Oregon.
Did you have any hesitation with him based on the fact that he sat out 2020, or do you have hesitation with anybody who sat out 2020?
I think it depends on the reasons why they sat out, and that's what all general managers and everybody in the draft room has asked all of these players. It's on an individual basis, Mike. And so clearly Detroit was okay with Penei Sewell as to why he sat out.
With the number eight pick in the OTP mock draft, the Carolina Panthers are now on the clock. Carolina Panthers.
And new general manager Scott Fitterer made a move in the offseason to help second-year head coach Matt Rhule and got themselves a quarterback. Sam Darnold they got from the New York Jets. And with that in mind, they must keep young Darnold upright. So the Carolina Panthers start the run on offensive tackles, and they take Rashawn Slater from Northwestern.
The offensive tackles are deep in this draft. I think they go pretty far. Other than the wide receivers, I think it's the most spaced out, and it's the position group that I think has the most value throughout this draft, the offensive tackles. And Red is right. The run starts.
All right, with the ninth pick in the OTP mock draft, the Denver Broncos are now on the clock.
They also have a new general manager in George Payton. You know, John Elway has removed himself from the draft process. Vic Fangio needs to win ball games. Vic Fangio is one of the best defensive coordinators in the National Football League right now. He still needs help. They have not been able to get the quarterback situation solved there. But if they don't solve that, then their defense needs to be really good. So their selection is Micah Parsons, linebacker, Penn State. A multiple piece for Vic Fangio, who uses a very, very multiple and varied defense.
First defensive player off the board, correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
So at number nine, Denver selects Micah Parsons, a linebacker who makes things happen. We're now rounding out the top 10. Let's go to Big D.
Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys have the 10th pick in the OTP mock draft. Take it away.
Jared Jones is in the war room, and Jared Jones, you might say, would make this pick. I'm going a different direction because I'm the general manager of the Dallas Cowboys in this spot. And they need a cornerback like they needed a heartbeat because they've missed one ever since Byron Jones left in free agency a couple of years ago, and they select the first cornerback off the board, Patrick Surtain, Alabama.
Patrick Surtain making it 2 for 2 to end the top 10 on defensive players. So let's move to the second 10, beginning with Big Blue.
Dave Gettleman, veteran general manager at the New York Giants, makes a lot of Giants fans mad with every draft pick that he makes. He likes defense, he likes offensive linemen, and he likes defense. I'm going to say he likes defense more. He's going to take Azeez Ojulari from Georgia.
Wow. Azeez Ojulari, the pass rusher, 6'2", 249, off the board now. So three straight defensive players overall. We're going to stay in the NFC East with pick number 12.
With the number 12 pick in the OTP mock draft, the Philadelphia Eagles are now on the clock.
And Philadelphia Eagles fans are known for booing everyone, including Santa Claus. They may actually boo this pick, but I think they'll halfway like it because one of their biggest needs in this 2021 draft is wide receiver. And this is the third man from the Crimson Tide that is selected in the first round. He is wide receiver Jaylen Waddle.
Jaylen Waddle, who injured an ankle at Tennessee. There were some people concerned about this injury, but that seems to have passed overall. Coach Mack, there are some scouts who believe had Jaylen Waddle stayed healthy, that he would be more well thought of than Devontae Smith entering the draft.
They're correct. He's the most explosive receiver in this draft. And I'm talking about start-stop. Start-stop, able to make people miss in space. Jaylen Waddle is that dude.
All right, with pick 13 in the OTP mock draft, the Los Angeles Chargers are now on the clock.
Chargers have a brand new head coach, and the Chargers, they need to get more physical. They're more physical on defense right now than they are on offense. So going with that physical edge, we still go into the offensive tackle group here that we said a run was going to start. Christian Darrisaw, offensive tackle, Virginia Tech.
All right, so another offensive tackle off the board. Our third so far, Penei Sewell is gone. Rashawn Slater is gone. And now Christian Darrisaw from Virginia Tech goes number 13 to the Chargers.
With the 14th pick in the OTP mock draft, the Minnesota Vikings are now on the clock.
And under longtime head coach Mike Zimmer, a defensive mind, you would think they'd go tackle here, but they need help with the pass rush. And they've needed it for a while after Danielle Hunter has been banged up. So with the 14th pick, they take from the University of Miami, Jalen Phillips.
You know, clearly Mike Zimmer is fine with all the issues, you know, reportedly that Jalen Phillips has had to work through. He is, in my mind, just viewing tape, he is the most pure pass rusher with the most moves, counter moves. He's the most accomplished pass rusher if you can get past the other things that people have vetted.
With the 15th pick in the OTP mock draft, the New England Patriots are now on the clock. The
New England Patriots and Bill Belichick's dog, who I think is a really cool-looking dog,
is a cool looking dog,
and he made some good choices.
He did
last year, so he's making the choice again this year, along with Bill Belichick. We know what Bill Belichick's forte is. It's defense, and he wants to reinforce that defense. Bill Belichick goes down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and selects Zaven Collins.
Is he your favorite player in the draft?
He's close.
6'5", 270, intercepted 4 passes, also can rush the passer.
2 of those 4 passes were pick sixes.
Yeah.
One of 96 yards.
Yeah, to end an overtime game.
This guy played everything in high school, both sides of the ball, all 4 years, athlete.
So the New England Patriots select Zaven Collins. We're almost halfway through the OTP mock draft, so it's a good time to remind you that the OTP is brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You can plan on Farm Bureau Health Plans for better coverage, better rates, and better customer service. They've been providing Tennesseans with the home field advantage for almost 75 years.
With the 16th pick in the OTP mock draft, the Arizona Cardinals are now on the clock.
And it's normally about the air raid offense of Cliff Kingsbury, but they need help on defense because Patrick Peterson's now a Minnesota Viking. Secondary is a little thin, and they need some help with Buda Baker on the back end of that thing. So they take, from South Carolina, cornerback J.C. Horn.
Joe Horn's son. Some people think he may be a better overall prospect long-term than even Patrick Surtain.
Well, and that's a possibility. I really like what J.C. Horn brings. He brings everything that you want as far as traits-wise to a corner, and especially a corner that can play man and can really be strong at the catch point, because combat catches are what it's about now in the National Football League. I like J.C. Horn.
All right, let's go to pick 17. We're going to Vegas.
The Las Vegas Raiders are now on the clock.
John Gruden getting deeper into that 10-year contract. He needs help to protect his quarterback. And so we'll go with another offensive tackle here. There's depth at offensive tackle in this draft. He will take Tevin Jenkins, offensive tackle, Oklahoma State, and he will be a right tackle in the National Football League.
Tevin Jenkins is off the board. So the tackles have gone more quickly. The pass rushers have gone higher than we thought they would in the OTP mock draft. Kyle Pitts.
Still on the board.
Still on the board as we continue to move through the middle of the first round.
With the 18th pick in the OTP mock draft, the Miami Dolphins are now on the clock.
And Brian Flores and company in the war room heard you say that because they can't believe he's sitting there at 18 either. They go with best available, and they select the Florida tight end, Kyle Pitts.
All right, so this is not fair. They get the Heisman Trophy winner, Devontae Smith, at 6, and now they've taken the player rated probably most highly outside of a quarterback of anybody in this draft, Kyle Pitts. Tagovailoa has weapons.
Right, and you can thank Bill O'Brien for that because that's how they acquired all this stuff.
With the 19th pick in the OTP mock draft, the Washington football team is now on the clock.
Ron Rivera, the head coach, I know very well. Coach Ron for 7 years in Chicago. He's had a brilliant coaching career in the National Football League. He believes in defense, and he believes in physical play. He's going to make his offensive line even more physical, working from the inside out. He's going to take interior offensive lineman from USC, Elijah Vera Tucker.
Elijah Vera Tucker, another incredibly highly rated player. This is one of those, at 19, a value of a guy that most people on their board would probably have top 10.
No, absolutely. And as I said, Ron Rivera knows good physical players because he was one.
All right, so we're moving to 20, and I will take over this introduction because this is part of a trade. The Chicago Bears moved up to take Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State. Atlanta, who traded down, is on the clock at number 20.
And Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith, former offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans, have had a meeting of the minds. And one of the glaring needs they have in this draft is a running back. And if they want to emulate what Arthur Smith has done in Tennessee in the last couple of years, they take the first running back in this draft, Najee Harris from Alabama.
It's Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, Najee Harris. I can see Arthur loving Najee Harris, not only for his ability to run the inside and the outside zone play, but he can catch the ball too. He'll use him a lot of ways.
And the other thing about Najee Harris that's talked about was something that Derrick Henry didn't have coming out of college. Not only can Najee Harris catch, but he's a willing blocker in pass protection and has some skills that way. Not saying he's necessarily a finished product, but most people feel like he's further along in pass pro than most running backs coming out of college, maybe giving him a chance to be a three-down back right away.
He was asked to do that more in Steve Sarkisian's offense. That's why. He had the opportunity to, and he was asked to do it more in Sarkisian's offense, and that's 100% true.
All right, with the 21st pick in the OTP mock draft, the Indianapolis Colts are now on the clock.
We got a trade here.
Trade.
Woohoo.
We got a trade here.
Trade alert.
Indy is going to trade with Baltimore.
Okay.
Indy and Baltimore have traded. The Colts will receive the 27th pick in the first round and the 95th pick overall.
Trade is approved.
And with this move, Baltimore selects Landon Dickerson, offensive lineman, Ooh. Alabama.
Back-to-back Bama. Even Dickerson coming off of the ACL, do you see him as a center or a guard?
I see him as a guard starting out.
As a guard starting out. And you're not worried about the ACL, obviously.
They are not worried about it. They got the medicals on it.
There you go. Okay. Here we are to the point. I mean, it is the official Titans podcast presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. We've never done a mock before, and it's the first ever Titans selection. Amy, make the formal introduction here.
With the 22nd pick in the OTP mock draft, the Tennessee Titans are now on the clock.
And I'd love to be able to tell you that John Robinson took a phone call and got 7 number ones and 13 number twos, but that didn't happen. And one of the top two needs going into this draft, obviously, is in the secondary. And, you know, Malcolm Butler's gone, Adoree Jackson is gone, and fill in the blanks. So they're going to fill in a good blank right here with a young man from Northwestern University, cornerback Greg Newsome.
Why Newsome, Reddy?
He's the best remaining cornerback on the board. Certainly has the physical traits. He measures in this thing so good. He doesn't have the production that you normally would like to see. I think he only had one interception in college. and he's missed some time due to different injuries over the years, but they're satisfied with his medicals, and he is really effective when he is lined up on the outside. It's a pick that the Titans needed to make in this. The other thing is you go corner here because we're not doing a mock going past the first round, but the draft is so deep with wide receiver talent, you can get that in rounds 2, 3, or 4.
Coach Mack, if you're making this selection at 22, just for fun, because it's a mock draft, where would you have gone?
Well, I like Greg Newsome to begin with, but since we're doing this for fun,
sure,
and I get to pick somebody else, I take Elijah Moore from Ole Miss.
The little receiver from Ole Miss.
I take Elijah Moore from Ole Miss, you know, to fill in. You've lost a receiver in this, you know, in the truncated salary cap that you had to work. I think his physicality and his versatility fits what this offense does.
All right. But that was just for fun. Rhett has made the official pick as part of the OTP mock draft. He has taken Greg Newsome, cornerback, Northwestern. So now we are moving on, and the Jets are back. They have Seattle's pick.
They do. So with the 23rd pick in the OTP mock draft, the New York Jets are on the clock.
It's easy to select for the Jets because they need everything. I mean, it really is. You can go through an entire roster. I mean, they're picking second because they're bad. All right, so they need just about everything. So I'm going to give them a little help on the defense. They're going to take edge rusher Jason Oway from Penn State.
Jason Oway, really good prospect, had no sacks last year though. That doesn't scare you?
Well, that's a Jet then.
Okay.
It's brutal.
He is truly drafting for the team. All right, let's go on and move forward in this, the OTP mock draft, the first ever brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans.
The 24th pick, the Pittsburgh Steelers are now on the clock.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers could have a really good offense in 2021. They have Big Ben, who's about 107 years old now, but still effective. They have Deontay Johnson. They have last year's rookie wide receiver and Chase Claypool. Juju Smith-Schuster re-signs. You know the one thing they don't have is a running back. Gone is James Conner, and so the Pittsburgh Steelers with the 24th overall pick take Travis Etienne from Clemson.
The versatile speedster.
Yes, and he's got home run speed. Najee Harris has got a lot going for him, but he's not a coast-to-coast guy. He's got a whole lot else going for him. This guy is a home run guy. He's really quick. He's got really good first-step explosion. Nice pick.
With the 25th pick in the OTP mock draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars are now on the clock.
Jacksonville, again, got their guy that they wanted, number one. Now Urban Meyer goes to solidify the other side of the football. Going to take interior defensive lineman Christian Barmore from Alabama.
Christian Barmore, easily the top-rated interior defensive lineman?
Without a doubt. Physically, without a doubt.
So Barmore goes to Jacksonville. They now have Trevor Lawrence and Christian Barmore with their two first-round selections.
The 26th pick in the OTP mock draft, the Cleveland Browns, are now on the clock.
And the Cleveland Browns have been busy as of recently because they exercised fifth-year options on quarterback Baker Mayfield and cornerback Dedrick Ward. You know, they've taken care of those things. They brought in Jadeveon Clowney. He'll play opposite of Myles Garrett. They've got pieces in place on offense with a dual running attack. They go to the defense and load the wagons. They take linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah from Notre Dame.
Another versatile guy. Only weighs like 217 pounds, which sounds incredibly light, but in today's NFL, that's becoming normal.
When you watch him on tape, though, you can watch him line up out and top a slot. He can top a slot. He's really, really a good space player. He's got good K&D, which stands for key and diagnose. He will get a little thicker once he gets in the National Football League, but he's a very versatile player behind the ball.
27th pick in the OTP mock draft is part of a trade. The Indianapolis Colts traded with the Baltimore Ravens, moving down, and so the Colts are on the clock.
Indy needs offensive line help. So with this trade, they move down, got him an extra pick at the 95th. They take Alex Leatherwood, offensive lineman, Alabama.
Wow, why do you like Leatherwood? That seems early for what a lot of mocks are saying.
Yeah, I don't care what a lot of mocks are saying.
Yeah, I set myself up there,
yeah,
didn't I?
Mike,
really
you knew
did.
Better.
I kind of asked for that. Yep. It's like being in the room with Vrabel.
You want me to help you out, Mike?
Please.
I'm going to move this along then. With the 28th pick in the OTP mock draft, the New Orleans Saints are now on the clock.
And the New Orleans Saints need some help on the defensive side of the ball. And they see a young man who is rocketed up the charts here in the pre-draft process. He is an athletic linebacker at 6'3", 230 pounds. He is Kentucky's Jamin Davis.
Jamin Davis, who was thought to be a fourth-round pick when this draft process started, Rhett, why has he jumped up so much?
Simply because at that position, because he plays inside linebacker, and he can play out, but there's just not enough athletic guys at that position. And so really, that's how the tires get inflated in this thing, and he gets taken earlier than what it was first perceived.
With the 29th pick in the OTP mock draft, the Green Bay Packers are now on the clock.
Green Bay Packers' last offensive first-round pick was their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. They're going to go offense. They're going to break tradition here, get Aaron Rodgers some help. They're going to take Ole Miss wide receiver Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore, the speedster, 5'9", 180 pounds, caught 86 passes in 8 games last year. Wow.
This guy is a smaller version of A.J. Brown. His run after a catch ability, he basically turns into a running back. Yeah, this is something that the Green Bay Packers have been, and specifically Aaron Rodgers, has been looking for a long time. And that's no slight towards Equanimeous St. Brown and the other guys that are in that receiving corps. This really gives them a nice piece right here.
We are approaching the end of the first ever OTP mock draft. At pick number 30, the Buffalo Bills are now on the clock.
And Buffalo is loaded on offense. They are climbing their way into the postseason. They need a piece to help them get over on the defensive side of things. Jerry Hughes is almost 34 years old as an aging pass rusher, but still serviceable. They are in disbelief that this young man has fallen this far to number 30, but they take Quiddy Pay from University of Michigan.
That's a good move. Les Frazier runs a 4-3 defense. I think Quiddy Pay is a 4-3 defensive end. And he can also slide inside in the sub package. Really, really a twitched up dude. I like Quiddy Pay.
Kansas City had the 31st pick by virtue of losing the Super Bowl. Instead, they made a trade with Baltimore to get Orlando Brown. And as part of the package to get the now left tackle, Orlando Brown, the Baltimore Ravens are on the clock at 31.
John Harbaugh is going to give Wink Martindale some help here. This guy would not be here except for an injury and an operation that he had just had. They're going to select Caleb Farley, cornerback from Virginia Tech.
So typical of Baltimore to make this kind of move, too.
Well, that's why we did it at Baltimore.
He did his best Ozzie Newsome and Eric DaCosta impression.
Nice. All right, Amy Wells.
The final pick in the first round of the first ever OTP mock draft, number 32. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are now on the clock.
The world champions loaded the wagons in the offseason. They re-signed every free agent possibility they had, pretty much. And despite the fact that Tom Brady may play until he's 75 years old, they need somebody to look at the future down the road. And this young man's just sitting here for the picking. So they take quarterback Trey Lance, North Dakota State.
Coach Mack, what do you like about young Trey Lance?
He's an athlete, and he is a piece of clay. I can see Bruce Arians. I can see B.A. getting a hold of this kid, and he's learning from the best. You know, he's learning from Tom Brady down there. Trey Lance would love to go there. If I were a young Trey Lance, it's exactly where I'd want to go and just apprentice for a year or maybe two behind Tom Brady and with Bruce Arians.
All right, so that completes the OTP mock draft, our first ever. Let's run through it one more time. Jacksonville with the first pick.
Trevor Lawrence, quarterback, Clemson.
New York Jets, second pick.
Quarterback, Zach Wilson, BYU.
San Francisco 49ers, third pick.
Quarterback, Mac Jones, Alabama.
Fourth pick, a trade. The Chicago Bears deal up and take the Falcons spot.
And they take quarterback Justin Fields, Ohio State.
Cincinnati Bengals, fifth spot.
Best wide receiver in the draft, Ja'Marr Chase, LSU.
Sixth pick, the Miami Dolphins from Philadelphia.
They take the 2020 Heisman Trophy winner, Devontae Smith, wide receiver, Alabama.
Seventh pick, Detroit Lions.
Top-rated offensive tackle in this draft, Penei Sewell, Oregon.
Eighth pick in the draft, the Carolina Panthers.
They need someone to protect Sam Darnold, their new quarterback. They take Rashawn Slater, Northwestern.
The ninth pick, Denver Broncos.
Help for defense, linebacker Micah Parsons, Penn State.
The 10th pick, Dallas Cowboys.
They need a cornerback like they need another breath of air. And they take Patrick Surtain from Alabama.
11th pick, New York Giants.
Edge rusher, Azeez Ojulari, Georgia.
12th pick, Philadelphia Eagles.
They take a wide receiver, the other one from Alabama, Jalen Waddle.
13th pick, Los Angeles Chargers.
Offensive tackle, Christian Darrisaw, Virginia Tech.
14th pick, Minnesota Vikings.
They take an edge pass rusher off the board from the University of Miami, Jalen Phillips.
15th pick in the OTP mock draft, New England Patriots.
Very valuable defensive piece for Bill Belichick. Linebacker Zaven Collins, Tulsa.
16th, Arizona Cardinals.
Buda Baker can't do it by himself in the secondary, so they take J.C. Horn, the corner from South Carolina.
Second half of the first round begins at number 17 with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Big physical right tackle, Tevin Jenkins, Oklahoma State.
18th pick, Miami Dolphins.
The best remaining player on the board. Can't believe he fell to 18, but they take a tight end from Florida, Kyle Pitts.
19th pick, Washington football team.
Interior offensive lineman, Elijah Vera Tucker, USC.
Pick 20, a trade. It's the Atlanta Falcons who dealt down to number 20 with the Chicago Bears.
And new head coach Arthur Smith has him a stud running back who can do it out of the backfield. Najee Harris, Alabama.
At number 21, in a trade with the Indianapolis Colts, the Baltimore Ravens.
Valuable interior piece on the offensive line, Landon Dickerson, offensive lineman, Alabama.
Pick number 22, your Tennessee Titans.
They have a need in the secondary, and they fill it nicely with cornerback Greg Newsom from Northwestern.
Pick number 23, the New York Jets.
Edge rusher, Jason Oway, Penn State.
Pick number 24, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They needed a running back. They took a running back. Travis Etienne, Clemson University.
Pick number 25, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Fortified their offense with the first pick. They're fortifying their defense with this pick. Interior defensive lineman, Christian Barmore, Alabama.
Pick number 26, the Cleveland Browns.
They have their quarterback and special skilled players on offense. They load the wagons on defense and take linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koromoda from Notre Dame.
Pick number 27, the Indianapolis Colts via trade with the Baltimore Ravens.
Offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood, Alabama.
Pick 28, the New Orleans Saints.
Defensive help for this pick, it's Kentucky linebacker Jamin Davis.
Pick number 29, the Green Bay Packers.
Wide receiver Elijah Moore, Ole Miss.
Pick 30, Buffalo Bills.
With an aging pass rusher in Jerry Hughes, they take a pass rusher of the future, Quiddy Pay, Michigan.
Pick 31, Baltimore Ravens.
Taking a chance on his medical, they're getting a fine athlete here, cornerback Caleb Farley, Virginia Tech.
And to round out this first ever OTP mock draft, pick number 32, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers, the world champs, don't really have a lot of needs other than defensive depth. That's why they went offense and took a quarterback to learn under Tom Brady and under Bruce Arians' offense, Trey Lance, North Dakota State.
Dave McGinnis, your first ever mock draft, was it as painful as you thought it would be?
Wasn't painful because I was doing it with y'all. And here's why else it wasn't painful. It doesn't count, and I can't get fired for being wrong.
But do you see why people like your partner, Rhett Bryan, love to do the mock draft?
If I could do it with you three all the time, I would.
You guys did a whale of a job. Amy Wells, I am blown away by the thorough nature of the first ever OTP mock draft, and Titans Radio's draft duo has blown it out of the water.
I appreciate that when we presented this idea, they took it very seriously. Like, this was hardcore, and I am very impressed by this mock draft. If this were to happen in real life, I'd be okay with it.
Let me just say something here, just to be honest. Some of the teams I don't like, I gave them players I don't like. So
that's fine.
I can follow that up. There's a couple that I did the same thing with.
Again, we were so surprised you took a punter at number one, right?
Yes, exactly. And three fullbacks.
And three fullbacks as well. No, I think you guys have done a whale of a job reminding everybody the OTP is brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans, and our coverage on Titans Radio of the first round begins tonight at 6 o'clock Central Time on 104.5 The Zone and other Titans Radio stations. We look forward to having you with us for all of this coverage, and obviously it's going to be a lot more detailed. The first pick will come after 7 o'clock Central Time. We hope you'll join us, but we hope you've enjoyed the mock, and reminding you that tomorrow's OTP special, Rhett Bryan and I break down the best second round picks in NFL history. That's right, because it's the day of the second and the third round of the 2021 NFL draft. So we keep the OTPs coming. Thanks to Coach Mack. Thanks to Rhett Bryan. Thanks to Amy Wells. I'm Mike Keith. It's draft day, everybody, on the OTP. Where the legends go, everybody knows.
Rams, fighting for Tennessee, making history, greatness is meant to be ours now. Hey, we got Titan blood running through our veins.